How's she looking? How's she looking? Ta-da! Ah, look at that. Look
there
at
you go,
that.
There everybody. Yeah,
God, looks like we're in uniform today.
Yeah, I know. Look at us. We're all navy topped and...
Well, mine's black, actually.
Oh, well, then
oh, is yours navy?
Yeah, navy, yeah.
God, that's a dark navy, isn't it? Would no. that be now? Excuse me, would that be a midnight blue?
Navy.
Would that be a midnight blue?
I don't even know. Oh, God. I don't, I'm in a bad mood today. I'm fucking not feeling well. And I don't like not feeling well because I'm a man. And I don't take well to it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's
your head, your nut was at you.
Especially when you live on your own. There's no one to be moaning at, which is a real pain in the cock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Lying there with a headache going, oh, for fuck's sake. No one's here. You're almost opening the window, looking out onto the road, just going, here are you. You. I'm not feeling well, you fucking bastard. What are you going to do about it?
It's nearly a reason to knock into your neighbours.
Well,
I'm from next door.
Bad.
Just wanted to let you know, I have a fucking pounding headache.
Yeah, you wish you could text him. Here, yeah. Keep it down. It's very sick.
I'm not even in.
That's not the point. You just do what you're asked to do. I know, yeah.
Yeah, blokes and illness, it's not a great combination.
Jesus, it's unbelievable. It's all that giddy. I'm off me food and all. Me food doesn't taste nice.
Jesus, maybe you're probably, maybe you're, to use the most used phrase in all of Ireland, maybe you're coming down with something.
Well, that's true, but when I say as well I'm off me food, I'm not actually off me food. It just doesn't taste as nice as it normally does.
Oh, right.
So I don't know what sort of sense that makes. But you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It
and you've no idea
about I feel whingy. Whingy, that's what it is. I'm a whinging old bastard now. That's
whingy.
What's wrong with me. Whingy, yeah.
Yeah.
Feel like whinging.
Yeah. Like sort of nothing's right.
I'm going to get into the car now and drop the keys and go, ah, fuck, fucking anyway. You know what I mean? I got to start thinking stupid things. Like Mayo might be able to win in All Ireland and all. That's how bad I am.
So so you're actually delusional?
Yeah. Starting to hallucinate. Yeah, it's pox. I fucking hate not feeling well. And I'm not bad. I'm not really a person that gets sick that often, I don't think.
That's probably why.
Maybe,
that's
yeah.
why when it does happen, it hits you hard.
So, I mean, I was in the gym and all, isn't I?
When's the last time you were properly ill?
I don't know. Remember that time I was here, I had to go home?
Oh, yeah.
And I had, oh my Jesus,
sorry,
that was very
what
bad.
What was that connected with?
Oh, with me hole. It's connected to me hole. I nearly shit me all over the car going back. It was unbelievable.
I meant, did we ever get to the root of what caused it?
Yeah, it was definitely me hole that caused it. It was an irritable hole. That was unbelievable.
Right.
Oh my God,
it wasn't
the head
connected
was spinning
to what, the
on.
Time we had to take you to hospital with your willy problem.
No, that's
all
right.
That wasn't connected.
The willy's all right. Now, I have to say, the willy's a bit hyperactive today because I've been over-fluidating.
Right.
Or over-hydrating is probably the right word. I've been over-hydrating, so the willy's a bit confused as well. But you remember that time I had to lie down on the ground here and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, in front of you. Jeez, now that's not dramatic at all, sure it isn't.
Not at all, not
just,
at all, yeah,
oh, Jim,
yeah.
I have to get off me, yeah. I have to lie down on me head. Yeah. So I'm not a million miles away from there. But
oh,
I
my
do,
God.
Anyway, I'm going out to Cork. But I'm a soldier on.
That's, if you're on the road to Cork, watch out for a delusional man who's fucking...
Yeah.
He could be stopping for a shit at any stage.
Well, I might as well. Now it'll be the one time I can't stop for a shite. Because apparently they've opened up the M7, the magical motorway that's been blocking up all the whole of Ireland for the last 25,000 years.
Sure, will you be on that? Of course
yeah,
you will.
Yeah, of course sure, I will. Like, yeah, sure, yeah, I have yeah, to yeah. get on that as far as wherever it is.
Yeah.
You're on that for most of the way. I mean, it's fucking
whereas
horrendous.
Previously, when it was log jammed, you could have got out, had your lunch, taken a shit, got back in, and your car wouldn't have known. Nobody would have noticed.
And coloured in the car the colour of the poo and got home. And God, not even to move 100 yards. I can't wait to see it today. That's a real sign of getting old as well.
Yeah.
That I'm actually genuinely excited. I'm going to see a road.
Yeah.
A road.
Do you know what's funny you should say?
There's not a thing in the middle of it.
That's what I'm saying. That's a brilliant observation because the same thing occurred to me yesterday, right? I was sitting in the garden yesterday, right? And I was a little bit fragile, shall we say.
Yeah, I understand.
Because we're recording this a bit early this week, right? Okay, because PJ has to go
off, yeah.
and do Young Offenders filming. So we're recording it a bit early. Whether we'll put it up early or not, I don't know. But anyway, regardless, I digress. So I was sitting in the garden yesterday, right? Trying to get a bit of air into me because it was
up
a bit fragile
now,
after
yeah.
the, you know, after one or two fizzy fizzies.
And Jim normally has a keg or two over the weekend.
There was bees in the garden.
Yeah.
On the thing. And it just occurred to me that that's another sign of getting old. When you start to appreciate things like a bee.
Appreciating
a bee going, I know what a bee there in that flower. That's lovely, isn't it? And you never did that. When you were a kid, maybe you caught them in a jam jar or something.
Squished it or something, yeah.
But when you appreciate a bee,
I suppose you've
hit a fucking age.
Look at that fella.
To be fair, like,
why don't you call him Harold?
you appreciate.
You named him and all.
You appreciate that a road has three lanes. That's another fucking sign.
We're really in trouble with this show. You know, there's a sort of a thing about radio that's supposed to be moderately sort of interesting and on topic. And now here we are. I'm excited about a road. And Jim can't get over the bee he saw on the weekend. I mean, it kind of sums up the two of us. We're suddenly hitting a certain time of our lives. You know what I mean? Like, when you think about it, it's Tuesday. And here we are. We've already hit the point in the week of our own. Jim, we're at the three lanes. Never mind the three lanes. There's a bee the size of a Jack Russell in the backyard. I'll tell you, it was beautiful.
But imagine
beautiful
saying,
bee.
Imagine saying
unbelievable.
That to a 20-something.
I was going to milk as there was.
To say it to a 20-something.
Yeah, he was like,
oh, there was this in the garden. I said, want to see the bees. What? Just saying the bees. What about them? Just saying you want to see them.
That's
why do I want to see them? Because, you know, they were there. But I don't care. What do you mean?
Yeah, they're what are you talking about? Did she have a nice ass?
You said
big ditties on her, was her? Because that's all 20-year-old. That's the thing. 20-year-old be there going, Jesus, look at that. Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. What a beautiful bee. Nature at work.
Yeah,
imagine. Yeah. Isn't it takes the pollen and she turns it into honey. Yeah. And that is an amazing thing. Like, I'm not talking. What are you talking about, Joe? Fart. I'm talking about the G-string ticking out your woman's. You're like, oh, right.
Say to a
20-something.
Well,
cop on to yourself, yeah.
Say to a 20-something. Fucking, see the three lanes on the... I'm seven now.
Imagine, this is what happens.
And imagine the look, the response.
I know what it is, because I've been that person.
Three lanes on... What do you mean?
Yeah, what the fuck's an
like
M7?
It's a motorway. But they have three lanes. Oh, no, just saying.
I know,
they have them on
for
three.
Ages. It was down to two for like over 2 years. And now there's
That's
three.
That's when they look at you going, fuck, I hope I never end up a sad bastard like him.
Are you serious? Do you want me to call a doctor? Do you have family that need to know? You're like, oh, no, I'm just saying. And that's what happens to us. Yeah. Here we are. Look at us. We finally arrived. We're old shites
now. We've turned into our dads.
Actual old shites now. That's what we are. And I remember being the 20-odd-year-old lad. I remember, like, meeting lads like us.
Yeah.
And I remember how fucking mind-numbing it was. Like, how much you just wanted to escape. I do. I remember it really well.
We're now those people who emit that gas you're always talking about that bores people to death.
That's it, yeah. And that's what we're like. We're emitting this fucking gas that puts 20-year-olds to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I said. They've been there going...
Their conversations with you. I can't believe it. I met this old fucking codger the other day. He says to me, he started talking to me about fucking bees. What the fuck is he?
So he's there going, listen, the other fellas, I was trying to get something out of his mate. And then he's on about an open motorway toward three lanes. Says he's, I couldn't, but... He says, and then he says, points out, says, that's where the portaloo was. He says, what a jack, what a pain in the hole. Have these lads, have they ever had a good day in their lives? That's what you used to think when you were young. You go, these fellas never did anything. You must think, if they can sit there now and talk about bees and motorways, right? And genuinely, not only think it's interesting, but fucking, you know, the other person's actually getting something out of it.
That's
you know what I mean?
Saying.
If they can actually do that, you must be thinking, they've never had any life experience at all. Little did they know.
Oh, you it's know all ahead mean? Of them.
It's just that you don't want drama anymore.
One day you'll appreciate a bee.
That's what happens. You go through so much drama in your life. I think that's what happens, isn't it? Yeah. Like, you go through drama, whatever it could be. In my case, it's adoption and fucking up marriages and all this shit. You come out to the other side, someone goes, how are you? Just go, you know something? That fucking motorway is lovely. Like, I mean, I'm mad.
But that's it.
You know what I mean?
Because that's peace and quiet.
You want to see the bee in Jim's garden? Thing is, the big arse and all it. Gorgeous. I'll tell you, that's just what
it's
happens.
True.
I think you just find, you just wanted to not talk
about
anything.
And even saying that, remember, there was a time, the last thing you wanted in your life was peace and quiet. That was fucking, that was boring.
Horrible.
You wanted fucking action. You
Horrendous.
Wanted to be somewhere. You had to be around people, your mates. You wanted your fucking, you wanted to be out. You wanted to be in a club. You wanted to be whatever. You wanted, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
And now, it's
now,
like, Jesus.
Now I can't even handle the man on the phone in the takeaway. I can't even do it. I rang him on Friday. Pad Crapel. What? Pad Crapel.
That's not my name.
Yeah, he's there. What? Pad Crapel. Chicken Pad Crapel. What? I went, I'll fucking order online. And I hung up and just ordered on the app. I couldn't even deal with that.
Takeaway rage.
I got road rage. Because I was the one waiting for that man to get onto the road.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck it. If you make me say Pad Crapel again, I swear to God.
Was you, to be fair.
I'll get it online. It doesn't fucking matter. I'll get upset.
We were in Yvonne's sister's house over the weekend and they were ordering an Indian to come to the house or whatever. As in, you know, like an Indian takeaway or whatever.
Yeah.
And to be fair, the amount of time that Jeff spent on the phone
giving
the order.
It's
right?
Unbelievable.
It would have been easier to get in the car
and go
and drive down.
Yeah.
And fucking.
I did the work. I did the
Because everything was. Yeah. And pilau rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And a naan bread.
And you're just like, Jesus Christ. And then you know what the worst thing is? Do you ever order on an app, right?
Yeah.
I have the apps of a couple of them now. And I love the apps. And then you're ordering the app, and right? And then your phone rings. Just run through your... You're like, fucking, what's the point? What's
is
the
that
point?
What they do? You know, they ring you back to make sure they have the order.
Oh, you ring me back and say, we've just run out of ginger. Do you mind if we put something else in? They're going, I don't... Take it off the app or something. And you're going, do you know at this stage? You know, you lose
app
your head
back.
Completely. You go, do you know at this stage? Just bring me any. I don't care what you bring me. I don't even care. Anything.
Yeah.
Just bring me some food. Can I have some food?
What's left around?
Yeah,
clean off somebody else's table. Just bring it over to me.
I remember a friend of mine was so drunk once we went out for dinner. He couldn't even read it. He looked at the menu, right? I swear to God, my mate Ronnie, right? He was so fucking drunk. And we went out and he was sitting there looking at the menu. And I was there, he's can't see out, right? And I ordered whatever it was, like whatever, you know, chicken fried, yeah. Right? And he just went, yes, I'll have a dinner, please. And then the menu. And she was pardoned. And he goes, yes, two dinners, please. Like he's ordered for the table, two dinners. A dinner! He actually ordered a dinner in the Chinese! Yeah, your woman goes, what? I was there, just get him the same as me, he'd be grand.
Yeah. It's like the time.
He's sitting there reading the menu, like drool on his face.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like the time you told me about your man. Remember, there was a cafe and they were doing all these like gourmet sandwiches and stuff and
yeah.
All this kind of stuff. And there was like, you know, you could pick your type of bread, type of filling, type of sauces, type yeah. of everything,
coffee,
whatever.
Coffee and kale taste it was,
yeah. Yeah, different sort of coffees
right.
and blah,
up by
blah,
the
blah.
Hospital. Yeah.
And you said some lad went in.
Some old boy.
Some proper, like, sort of, you know, salt of the earth.
Old boy.
Lad.
He yeah. walked in, he looked at the menu. He took one glance at the menu, right?
Yeah.
And looked up and he always went, fuck that. And talked to him and then he just sat with a sandwich.
Yeah.
And he sat down. And you can just see this hipster lad.
So it's like about 18 different soups and a million different sandwiches.
Soup and a sandwich. You can't, yeah, most people, it takes you 10 minutes to order what type of fucking bread you want off
yeah.
these hipsters. Your man's there with his top knot in his beard. You can see him starting to panic. He was like, soup and a sandwich. Jesus Christ.
You mean I have to make
it? I didn't come up with this culinary delight system and order so someone could just order soup and a fucking sandwich. And he went back down to him. He's just yeah. sitting at the window. No newspaper, no phone. Just looking out at
yeah.
the road. Sorry, you just ordered. Yeah, sat with a sandwich. But with tomato soup and. Yeah, grand, yeah.
Yo, I didn't give a fuck, what are you?
And then they were like, what do you. What, and, he was, and then he goes, oh yeah, he goes, chicken.
Chicken.
Of course, just pulled apart chicken.
Yeah.
There was Cajun chicken.
There was probably fucking, yeah, every different spice in the world.
Chicken sandwich. Yeah, chicken sandwich soup, yeah. And he wants the meltdown, the actual meltdown of these young fellas who couldn't cope with such a simple, they couldn't cope with a simple order
yeah.
at all. I was just waiting for your man to ask for a cup of tea. I was there going, Jesus, they're going to go into, going into mental algorithms
it's
then.
Because it's like, because the exact opposite exists now, right? There's a boozer in, Realmwood, right? And they do a sandwich.
Yeah.
But I mean,
oh, it's a sandwich.
A sandwich.
Yeah.
It's toasted.
I love that.
And you can have it with ham, with cheese. Oh, with ham, cheese and tomato.
Yeah, see, I love that.
That's it.
And I love that. I remember years ago when the Americans would come into pubs and they go, can I get a toasty yeah. with ham and cheese and hold it? And your man goes, it's in a plastic bag. Like,
yeah.
there's nothing you can do about it. You have to. You know,
but
you,
that's the beauty of it.
It was literally. In a plastic bag yeah. and it went into the machine. And you can only open the machine when the sandwich was done. That was
yeah.
it. And you'd be American.
I mean, where else
huh?
would you get that now? Where literally you can walk in and you can just save a sandwich. And then, because there is only one. You know, actually,
yeah.
I suppose, no, you'd have the variation of going cheese, ham. Ham and cheese
that's
are
it.
Going the full special and having tomato on.
Isn't that amazing that way Ireland, that's three different sandwiches in Ireland. Ham and cheese.
Yeah.
Ham, cheese and tomato. It's the same fucking sandwich.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
pretty much the same sandwich.
You
and
see,
the only thing you can get different, well, you can get it with chips or without chips. Like
yeah.
a soup and a sandwich
oh, yeah,
combo.
You're looking at chips. Where do you think you are?
Oh, I love chips. Do you know, that's actually a real guilty pleasure of mine. That's like one of my things I love doing. And now that the football's back, I'll be doing that a bit more.
Well,
now,
having chips and sandwiches.
I love
I would have thought
in.
That's devil food for
oh,
you.
It is devil food. It is. That's what's rare is wonderful, though.
Yeah.
What's rare is wonderful. You go into the McLaughlin's pub, I go in there, sit down, get me toasted ham and cheese sandwich, me thing of chips, I get me mustard, I'll put it all over the outside of the sandwich. Because fuck this. I never understand why.
Outside?
On the outside. I never understand. People lift it open, a perfectly good cheese sandwich, and it's like the jaws of life are clinging. The cheese is going all stringy and all. Leave it. Leave it. I'll just put it all over the outside. Just enough mustard to burn the hairs out of the inside of my nose.
What about when you have to pick it up, like, and you end up with mustard all over your fingers?
Yeah, you do. Little munchies of it. Yeah, I'll work
out. Jeez, you have a technique.
And sometimes if I put too much mustard on it, I rub the chips off the sandwich.
I was just going to say, I thought that's what you were going to say.
I rub the chips off the sandwich. And I know that's an animal thing.
I was rubbing the chips off the sandwich off myself.
I was rubbing the chips off myself. Yeah, I was. Yeah, I like lubricating with a bit of mustard. I'm rubbing the chips off it. Yeah, I do, yeah.
Fantastic.
I can't wait to do all that again. And those are the places
you
do get left. And
you have to wait for the football? Are you only allowed to have sandwich and chips when there's football on?
No, I just feel a bit weird. You know, you go in and you're just sitting there, and that's what you get, people talking to you. Or you know when you look too lonely in a pub, it's awful.
Yeah.
And your man will come over and go, newspaper? You're there going, no, I don't want the fucking newspaper. Yeah, are you sure? All right.
Yeah. Although I have to say, newspaper. Sometimes.
I don't know, I prefer, I don't have my phone.
That place you sent me to get my tyres done, if you go around the corner, there's a little boozer there. And I went and it was like really
Pebble,
early in the morning, there wasn't a sinner in it. What's it called?
The Pebble Beach.
Yeah, and there wasn't a sinner in it, and it was actually deadly. And I went up and I did that, I had to toast the sandwich and tea. And in fair to the bar, he said, newspaper. I said, that'd be very nice, thanks very much. And I went and I sat down and looked at the newspaper on my own, and it was absolutely glorious.
Jesus.
For about half an hour.
Just realised I've been doing it all wrong. I'm going to have to go to the pub now. You just walk in and go, what do you want to use the soup and sandwich? No. Can I just have a sneaky look at the newspaper?
Yeah.
And then I'll be gone.
Do you want that with your newspaper? Yeah, sure, give us a sandwich.
Yeah, I'll have an Evening Herald with cheese. And the mustard on the side. Thanks a million.
Lovely.
Yeah,
no problem at all, sir.
Yeah,
cheers. Now.
I'm just going to dip my chips into the centre page. Is that all right? There you go.
Ah, right. Yeah. Well, we can out here and go for a sandwich.
You are you all right? What do you mean, am I all right? You want to see the fucking bees outside? Beautiful.
Don't get me started on that motorway.